Woodlands.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've got it here on my desk. I should have put it back.
Don't worry, so long as it's safe.
My mind just isn't on the job at the moment.
Oh? What's the problem?
Well...
Yes?
Oh, you're going to find out soon enough anyway.
Find out what? Is there some news?
Jack's asked me to marry him.
Oh, Auntie Peggy, that's wonderful. Oh, congratulations. I'm delighted for you. So when's the wedding?
Oh, steady on, Shula. He only asked me last week.
Last week? You mean you haven't made your mind up yet?
No, I've made my mind up all right. I've said yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. But why haven't you told anyone?
We decided to keep it a secret until after the party for your mother and Uncle Tom.
Oh, so, now it's official.
Yes, I suppose it is. Not that we've told anyone yet.
Am I the first?
Apart from Caroline. Unless Jack's told someone else.
I am honoured. But what about Jennifer and Tony and Mrs. P?
Yes, well...
I'm sure they'll be delighted too.
Jennifer's been rather odd lately, and Tony can be very difficult.
So long as your posy is organically grown, I don't suppose Pat'll mind. Oh, Auntie Peggy, this is such good news. Don't let anyone spoil it for you.
Yes, you're right, I won't. Thank you, Shula, that's just what I needed to hear.
Captain, stop that. Oh, dear. I'm sorry, Nelson.
Think nothing of it. I fear Charlie's fast becoming Ambridge's canine equivalent of Joan Collins.
Has she attracted many male dogs, then?
Her fan club does seem to be growing.
Oh, they're very playful dogs, the Springers, aren't they?
Tell me, Jack, what brings you to Manorfield Close? As if I couldn't guess.
Well, whatever do you mean, Nelson?
Can you hear them, Jack?
Hear what?
Come now, wedding bells.
Nelson, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, the village is awash with rumour. And now I find you calling on Mrs. P, complete with a large bunch of chrysanthemums.
Oh, Jack, there you are. Mum and I were wondering where you've got to.
Oh.
Oh, hello, Nelson.
Good morning, Peggy. Might I be one of the first to offer my congratulations?
Oh, Peggy.
Thank you, Nelson. That is kind. Oh, dear, Jack, have I said something?
No, it's all right.
You can, of course, rely on my discretion.
You see, Peggy, I hadn't actually told Nelson.
It's not Jack's fault, Peggy. I'm afraid I resorted to some small modicum of cunning.
I don't think Nelson meant any harm.
Not at all. I'd heard rumours, and should they be true, merely wanted to have my good wishes.
Well, I believe you this time.
I take it you are now about to break the news to Mrs. P?
Well, we want to do things properly.
And how will she take it, I wonder?
I'm sure Mum will be fine.
I admire your faith in Mrs. P's open-mindedness, Peggy.
Whatever do you mean?
You don't think she'll disapprove of me, Nelson?
Of course not, Jack. Now, please, Nelson.
Peggy, I wouldn't want anything to go wrong.
It won't, Jack. Take no notice of Nelson.
Of course, my father always knew how to get round Mrs. P.
How was that?
Flattery.
I think Mum's too wise to fall for that.
No woman can resist flattery.
Nelson, really?
No, Peggy. I think Nelson might have a point.
Oh, no, Jack.
Think about it, Peggy.
We are going to get married.
Yes, but if your mother thinks we need her approval...
She won't feel left out of things.
Well, there's only one thing for it, Jack. You have to go down on one knee and ask Mrs. P for Peggy's hand. Believe me, if that doesn't win her round, nothing will.
Mum, you can't be serious.
I'm perfectly serious. Jack's asked me to marry him, and I've said yes.
Well, Jack's a nice man, but he's... Well, you know.
No, I don't know. You tell me.
He's not our sort, is what Mum's trying to say,
Kate. Grant.
Is that it, Jennifer?
No, I didn't mean that at all. But you have to admit that he's... Well, he's...
The man's in trade, Grandmama.
Kate, will you keep out of this?
No, let her speak. I think she's being more honest than you are.
Mum, I only want what's best for you.
And what about you, Kate? Do you think Mr. Woolley's not good enough for me?
Not at all. In fact, I'd say he's perfect for you.
Well, Kate hardly knows Jack, and she's not old enough to understand the implications.
I know enough to know Gran seems very happy.
Thank you, Kate. It's good to know someone in this house considers my feelings important.
But of course I consider your feelings important. It's just that I don't want to see you hurt.
I think I'm old enough to look after myself, thank you, Jennifer.
Congratulations, Gran. As long as I don't have to wear some horrible frilly bridesmaid's dress.
It's funny, Jennifer. I thought I could rely on my own children for support.
Well, of course you can.
And instead, it's my niece and my granddaughter who are happy for me.
Oh, you've told Tony?
Yes. and his reaction was as selfish as yours.
Oh, I'm not being selfish, Mum. I'm thinking of you.
Well, it doesn't seem like it to me. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go. Bye-bye, Kate.
Bye, Gran.
Oh, dear.
I think it's great news.
Kate, you really mustn't encourage your grandmother like that.
Encourage her? I didn't tell her to marry old Woolly.
It's Mr. Woolly to you.
Not for much longer.
What do you mean?
I can call him Grandad when he marries Gran.
Oh, what a perfectly dreadful thought.
And you can call him Dad.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Kenton. Nice. Caroline, you're looking particularly ravishing tonight.
Flattery will get you nowhere.
Haven't seen Sheila, have you?
No, I don't believe she's here.
Well, that's odd.
They probably had a prior engagement. Excuse me, I must just have a word with Pat.
Oh, right.
Kenton, how nice to see you.
Jack, let me shake you by the hand.
Oh, well, if you like.
You're a dark horse, aren't you?
Am I?
A few months ago, I'd have had you down as a 10-1 outsider.
I beg your pardon?
But you left the rest of them standing. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Did Mum tell you Elizabeth rang this morning?
No.
She wants a special assignment to the Echo to report the wedding.
Oh, dear. Is that a threat or a promise?
Jack, if you need someone to organise your stag party...
Well, I wasn't planning to have one, really.
Oh, rubbish. Just leave it to me.
Can I have your attention, everybody? Thank you. Now, I'm sure that everyone here is just as delighted as I am that Mr. Woolly and Mrs. Archer have decided to tie the knot.
Yeah.
So, can I ask you all to raise your glasses and drink a toast to the happy couple?
The happy couple!
Nice. Just the three of us having dinner together. It seemed the right thing to do in the circumstances.
I feel about 2 foot high, and so does poor Jack.
Is that why he's giving our table such a wide berth? I'm glad he recognises when he's met his match. Mum, you mean? You know what I mean, Lillian.
Yes, what do you mean, Jennifer?
Only that... Well, I'm sure Mum will see reason now you're here.
I'm perfectly capable of making my own decisions, thank you. I've been doing it since your father died.
I'd say you were doing it before he died, wouldn't you?
Yes. Well, that was different.
Well, Dad certainly was different. And I just don't know how you can say his name in the same breath as Jack Woolley's.
You have to be quite so melodramatic.
She always was.
Oh, no, I was not. Oh, now, please don't start squabbling. I really don't think my nerves could stand it.
I think you'll find we are both in complete agreement. Well, there has to be a first time for everything, I suppose.
And before we go any further with this... I have something to say.
I think we know your side, Mum. Let her speak for herself, Jennifer.
Thank you, Lillian. All I have to say is you had no right to go behind my back like that and tell Lillian about my engagement.
I gave you enough time to make the call yourself.
Just who do you think you are, young lady?
Well, your daughter. And I won't let you throw your life away like this without putting up a fight.
I am not throwing my life away.
Right, my turn. I want to propose a toast. She's sozzled again. I think I'm comparatively sober. So, glasses raised.
I'm not really in the mood for a toast.
You will be, Mum. The toast is to Mum and Jack Woolley and a long and happy marriage.
Lillian! Thank you, Lillian.
But what? Well, he's so common! Where does he come from, for heaven's sake? And where do Mum and Granny Perkins come from?
Exactly.
Oh, it's not the same.
Isn't it? Well, Granny Perkins doesn't agree with you. I had tea with her this afternoon, and she reminded me of a few home truths.
Good old Mum. When the chips are down, she always comes through.
What's the one thing we've all got in common in this family, Jennifer? Hmm? We've pulled ourselves up by our bootstraps.
Those are Mum's words, all right.
Mum certainly has. You and I certainly have. And so is Jack. We're all self-made, and I think we should be jolly proud of it. I know I am. But no buts, Jennifer. Why don't you just raise your glass in good grace and wish Mum all the happiness in the world?
Well, Jennifer, what do you say?
Mr. Woolley, I do think it's lovely, you and Mrs. Archer getting married.
Oh, thank you, Clary.
So do I. Really looking forward to the wedding.
You don't think it's a bit, well, silly at our age?
Oh, no. It's dead romantic, isn't it, Betty?
Oh, yeah. Is that everything, Clary?
I think so. Oh, no, baked beans. You know, I always forget summat, don't I? Where are they?
Behind you, on the top shelf.
Oh, let me, Clary.
Oh, thanks.
Just the one tin.
Better make it two.
There you go.
Ta, very much.
My pleasure, Clary.
Oh, isn't it nice to meet a man who's so helpful and polite?
Yeah, not much of it about now. Turn 40 then, please, Clary.
Right.
Thanks.
Mrs. Archer is lucky having you, Mr. Woolley. I hope she appreciates you.
Oh, no, I'm the lucky one.
See what I mean, Betty? You'd never hear my Eddie saying nothing like that.
Nor Mike.
Well, I bet Mike don't forget your anniversary.
Oh, you're not saying Eddie forgot yours. 60p change.
Ta. Yeah. First time he has forgotten mine, but don't make it no better.
Oh, dear. Is it today?
9 years today, and I didn't get so much as a card. He ain't got an ounce of romance in him, that man.
Oh, I dunno. Remember that time he wrote a song about you?
Oh, yes. Clary. That was very romantic, wasn't it?
He wrote a song about a blooming pig once. That's so romantic he is.
Well, I bet you won't forget your anniversary, will you, Mr. Woolley?
I shouldn't. It's a very easy day to remember.
Ain't it a bit awkward, New Year's Day? You know, what with everything being closed?
Well, the reception's no problem. We'll be having it at Grey Gables.
Oh, yeah, of course. What about your family, Mr. Woolley? Will there be many of them?
Well, I don't really have much of a family.
Well, you've got Hazel.
Oh, yes, I've got Hazel. And, of course, she'll be here if she can.
Well, I should hope so, her own dad's wedding.
I'm sure she wouldn't miss it for the world, left to herself. But you know what it's like in the film business.
Wish I did.
It's very demanding work. And Hazel's got such a responsible job. It's very difficult for her to get away at short notice.
Sure you're all right there, Bert?
Yes, thanks, Mrs. Archer.
Would you like me to fetch David so I can give you a hand with that,
sir? Oh, it's all right. It'll be done in no time.
What is that stuff, Jill?
Brewer's grains. Huh? We're using it for cattle feed this winter. We're a bit short of silage.
Oh, I see. Come back, Captain. Let Mr. Fry get on with his work. Good boy.
Sorry, Jack, you were saying?
I'd forgotten how complicated it all is.
How complicated what is?
Getting married.
Oh, yes. Can be a bit of a headache. I wouldn't like to live through David and Ruth's wedding again.
I thought it would be easier with us being older. I thought at least we don't have to worry about what our parents think.
No, you have to worry about your children instead.
Exactly.
I know Jennifer and Tony can be difficult, Jack, but you don't want to take too much notice of them.
They don't approve of me, do they?
I wouldn't say that. It's just taking them a while to get used to the idea. They'll come round.
I hope you're right.
Anyway, even if they do object, I wouldn't let it worry you. It's nothing personal.
I know why they're being awkward, Jill. They don't like to think of anyone replacing their father.
Maybe not, but you can't hold on to the past. And you certainly can't expect someone else to do it for you.
I was rather afraid Phil might feel the same way.
Phil, why should he?
Well, with Jack having been his brother.
All any of us want is for Peggy to be happy. And I'm sure that includes Jennifer and Tony.
Do you really think so?
Yes, I do.
Come back here, Captain.
Have you sorted out all the practical details yet?
Oh, we're getting there, slowly.
It's a shame Jerry's going to be away.
Yeah. We want it to be a quiet wedding, but we would like the organ. Do you think Phil will be available?
Sure, he'd love to do it. Why don't you go in and ask him yourself?
Yes, I will. I was going to ask his advice about the best man as well. All right, Captain, I won't be long.
Mrs. Archer!
With you in a minute, Bert. Haven't you decided who to ask yet?
No, I can't make my mind up. Someone said I should ask Caroline. Have a best woman instead.
That's a bit unconventional, isn't it?
Well, I believe it can be done, but I don't think it's really our style.
No.
We're both quite traditional in outlook.
Hope you don't mind coming across to Sharon's with me.
Not at all. Nice to be out in the open.
Only this letter's from the council. It might be urgent.
Perhaps the fresh air will clear my brain.
Oh, dear, that sounds bad.
Oh, it's the wedding. It should be such a happy event, but it seems to be causing nothing but trouble.
How like life.
You don't mind going through the guest list with me? No,
of course not. I just want to see Sharon first.
Jennifer was positively short with me when I asked her.
Oh, you know Jennifer.
I'm beginning to wonder if I do. I can't say a word to her without getting my head bitten off lately.
I think she feels she's losing a mother.
guess that's what Jack says, but that's ridiculous.
Well, these sort of feelings aren't very rational. Have you consulted her about your frock?
I haven't dared. Oh, goodness knows I could do with some advice. I'm not sure cream's a winter colour.
But Jennifer loves talking clothes. It's the way to her heart.
Yes, you could be right.
It's worth a try. Don't worry, Peggy. It'll be all right on the night.
Good heavens, Nelson.
You can come in, Jack. You're quite safe. I'm just leaving.
No, I didn't mean that. I was just expecting Peggy, that's all.
She and Mrs. Perkins are in the kitchen preparing the evening meal.
Oh, are you staying for supper?
No, I told you, I'm just going.
Oh, I thought I heard voices. Hello, Jack.
Hello, love.
Well, I'll leave you two lovebirds to it. No, don't worry. I'll see myself out.
I need a serious talk to you about that guest list.
Oh, can't it wait?
Till when? The invitation should go out this week, and it's Thursday now.
Oh, sit down, love. You look frazzled.
Oh, I am a bit. I thought I was getting through to Jennifer, and then I messed it up again.
Oh, I'm sure you didn't.
Mum thinks I did. I think she's getting ready to put her oar in.
I've got some news that'll cheer you up.
Oh, well, that's good. I could certainly do with it.
Guess where I've been all afternoon.
I'm no good at guessing games, Jack. You know that.
You'd never guess in a million years anyway.
Go on then, out with it.
The palace?
Buckingham Palace?
No. Cyril's palace in Felpersham.
Oh, the bishop.
Yes, I went for tea. Jerry set it up for me.
You didn't tell me.
I didn't want to, in case it went wrong and you'd be disappointed.
And were you?
No. He gave me a lovely tea, and he's very impressed with my low-cost housing scheme. Says it's just what the country needs.
Jack, stop teasing me.
I'm so excited it's been difficult to keep it to myself. I met Pat, but I didn't tell her.
Well, tell me.
It's all right, Peggy. He said yes. We're going to be married by the bishop.
Are an old softie.
How do you mean?
Inviting Nelson to join us for Christmas lunch after all he put you through with Jean-Paul.
Well, I know what it's like to be separated from your only daughter at this time of the year.
He was very touched by the gesture. Certainly cheered him up.
You know, the wine bar looks all very festive now, Peggy, but tomorrow it'd look pretty sad to Nelson, all on his own.
But he wouldn't be there on Christmas Day, would he?
He might, if he had nowhere else to go.
You're a very thoughtful man. And thank you for inviting Mum to join us, too.
Oh, it's going to be a real family Christmas this year.
Jack, you didn't bring me into Borchester just to visit Nelson's wine bar, did you?
No. Where we're going is further down the street.
It's not the travel agent where you booked our honeymoon tickets, is it?
You won't catch me out like that, Peggy. I said it was a surprise, and a surprise it must remain.
Why won't you tell me where we're going?
Because it's a secret.
But, Jack, supposing I haven't got the right clothes?
Do you know, I had thought of asking Martha to join us as well.
Not at our honeymoon, surely.
Oh, no. For lunch at Grey Gables tomorrow.
All right, change the subject if you like. But I only hope that wherever it is we're going, I don't end up looking silly.
But apparently she's having guests of her own tomorrow.
Really? Who?
That's just it. I don't know.
Oh, well, never mind. At least she won't be alone.
Ah, Peggy, Mr. Woolley.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Linda. What lovely carols.
Yes, better than Ambridge's effort, I'm afraid.
I'm sorry I couldn't make it.
Oh, well, never mind.
There's such a lot to do arranging a wedding, you know, Linda.
You must have done most of it by now, surely.
Oh, well, that's a sore point. Christmas week isn't the easiest time to get it all done.
Oh, isn't that Lucy Burke's?
Yes. They're trying to raise some money for the shelter.
Good for them.
Oh, I'll just put this in their box.
Oh, how very generous, Mr. Woolley.
Well, it is Christmas, isn't it? Now, we must be going, Mrs. Snell. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jack, that was a £20 note.
Hope you didn't think I was trying to show off.
Oh, no. It was a very kind gift.
This is the happiest Christmas I've had for a very long time, and I want to share my good fortune.
Oh, Jack.
Ah, here we are.
The jewellers?
Yes, Peggy. I wanted us to collect our rings together.
Rings?
Yes, rings. I'm having a wedding ring, too. You see, when we're married, I'm going to wear my ring proudly, because I want the whole world to know I'm married to you.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, I'd just like to read some telegrams from those who were invited but couldn't come, and from those who could come but weren't invited. Oh, just when I was getting into my stride. Jack, Peggy, what a delightful surprise.
Hello, Nelson.
Hello.
I hope we haven't caused us an inconvenient time.
Oh, of course not. Do come in.
Oh, thanks.
The thing is, Nelson, Jack was wondering whether you decided about being his best man.
I've thought of nothing else. But let me offer you a drink first.
No, Nelson, that isn't necessary.
Nonsense, I insist. It's the least I can do after such a fine feast on Christmas Day.
Well, perhaps just a little one.
We must have champagne to toast the happy couple. I have a bottle chilling in the fridge.
Ask him, Jack.
In a minute. I don't want to upset him. He might say no.
I'm beginning to wish he would.
I shall be very offended if you say no.
It's just that we need to know what you've decided.
It's not vintage, I'm afraid.
You see, Nelson, it's very short notice to ask someone else.
There we go. Peggy, one for you.
Oh, thank you. But if we could just have an answer.
Jack?
Oh, thank you, Nelson.
You know, I haven't been anybody's best man for far too many years.
Peggy's right. We do need an answer.
You're absolutely sure?
Of course.
And we're getting less so by the minute.
I'm sure that's just last-minute nerves talking, Peggy.
Well, there's no one else I could... would like to have performed the role.
Not Jean-Paul?
Eh?
Or Phil Archer?
Oh, he'll be busy playing the organ. Besides, he's on the bride's side.
Ah, I have it. How about your golfing friend, Terry Wogan?
I can see you're fishing for compliments. Well, you won't get any. Jack asked you to be his best man as an act of friendship.
And he's taken as one, I can assure you.
Then why all this time wasting?
Do forgive me, it's just my little joke.
Well, Nelson...
First, a toast. To Jack and Peggy, may I wish you all the happiness for the future.
Oh, dear. Nelson, please.
January the 1st may be early, but I'm sure yours will be the wedding of the year.
Nelson!
Oh, Jack, do stop going on. Of course I'll be your best man. It'll be an honour. Oh. Cheers.
Oh, cheers.
Cheers.
It's so nice of you to come. Here, let me take your coat.
Oh, thanks. Where's Mark?
Oh, he's not feeling too good.
Oh, dear.
But he said he might be along later. I don't think it's anything serious. Hello, Auntie Peggy.
Shula. We weren't sure if you were coming.
How are you feeling?
Why does everyone keep asking me that? I'm not an invalid.
Sorry. You're looking marvellous anyway.
Thank you, dear.
Mum was quite determined not to be left out.
I should think so, too.
Are you on your own?
Yes, I was just telling
Apparently
Jennifer...
Apparently Mark's not very well.
Oh, what a shame.
Here, Shula. Help yourself. Red or white?
Oh, thanks.
Unless you'd rather join me in a glass of fizzy water.
Isn't he the life and soul?
Jenny's promised me a glass of champagne at midnight if I behave.
Shula, why don't you go on through and join the others?
Oh, yes, thanks. I will.
Well, let's not stand here in the hall.
Mum, you're quite sure you're up to this?
Jennifer, there's no need to fuss. I'll let you know when I've had enough.
Promise?
It's still quite early, and there's lots of people I'd like to talk to.
And remember, you can always stay here if you want.
Yes, I won't forget.
You could have Lillian's room. The rate she's going, I doubt if she'll make it up the stairs.
Well, it is New Year's Eve.
Yes, but everyone else is holding back because of tomorrow. She seems to have no such scruples.
To be quite honest, Jennifer, I think I'd rather go back home, if it's all right with you.
Of course, Mum, whatever you prefer. You say the word and I'll run you back myself.
Oh, you are kind. But I think I'd rather spend tonight in my own home.
You'll be all right on your own.
I've been on my own for goodness knows how long, Jennifer. Nearly 20 years. One more night won't make any difference.
I do know how you must be feeling.
Do you?
Of course. It's a big step you're taking.
It's only natural. I'm not quite sure what you mean.
You're bound to feel apprehensive.
Well, I do feel a bit nervous for Jack's sake. It's a big step for him, too.
Yes, I know. But every bride-to-be has last-minute doubts. I know I did the night before I married Brian.
Doubts?
But they'll disappear as soon as you get to the church.
But Jennifer, I don't have any doubts.
Come on, Mum. You can be honest with me.
Not in the way you mean. Of course, it may not be easy to start with, and we'll have to work at it. It'd be silly to pretend otherwise.
Oh, yes, of course.
But I know it's the right step for both of us. I've never been more sure of anything in my life.
I'll do my best to make you happy. Your friend, your counselor, and I. So long as I can make you happy, I'll be satisfied.